Hi, this is a dictation for Sean McDuffie, S-E-A-N-M-C-D-U-F-F-I-E, date of birth 5-17-1989, date of accident 4-21-2022, date of service 6-17-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 5-19-2022. The gentleman is involved in an automobile accident where he was hit on a rear-ending and on the right passenger side, leading to destruction of the right passenger side of the car as well as the bumper. This caused him headaches along with the TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, lack of focus, nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, blood in the vision, along with pain in the neck and lower back and both shoulders, and also numbness, tingling of both hands. The physical findings were positive and MRI was ordered. The patient is being seen today. The pain in the neck and the lower back is continuous. Now even patient reports some radiation of pain to the left arm and to the right leg posteriorly. And his knee is now completely okay. The pain level is from 7 to 9 with the ADLs being affected are 6 to 10. The areas that are affected are as follows. The patient reports that mood, sleep and enjoyment of life were affected 10. Work is affected 9. Relationship with other people is affected 7. And general activity 6. Patient does report 60% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident due to the various medication and therapy that he has been doing. In system review, in neurology and psych, currently patient reports of moderate headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ear ringing, fainting, he reports, but there is no fainting on questioning. And difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic. However, the patient denies any vision disturbance, double vision, confusion, disorientation, loss of memory or loss of balance, or any fall as a result of. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back, and stiffness in the neck and the lower back. Some stiffness in the shoulder bilaterally is reported. Mild difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient has stomach pain but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or... stomach pain is there but no blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, patient suffers from shortness of breath or denies any asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, or coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports that his symptoms have remained, has improved slightly, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or any hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran. Substance that this patient is reporting marijuana for use. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 134 over 78, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination come from previous visit of 5-19-2022, dictation number 0625-064. Please use general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination only along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the medication which are Celebrex, Lyrica, Tizanidine, Tramadol, Lunesta, Acifex, Voltaren Gel, Lidocaine Patch, Ferricet, and Imitrex that were provided to him last month. And the patient has been reviewed for MAPS and labs. And physical therapy has been continued 2 times a week, focusing on the neck and lower back and shoulders. His knee is slightly more better. He continues on a light duty. And he is referred to a Triton Behavioral for neuropsych evaluation as his symptoms for headache and TBI are still continuing. The MRI for the lumbar spine was reviewed. It shows that there is a bulging disc at L4, L5 and L5S1 indenting the ventral thecal sac without any central canal or neural stenosis. The patient was informed about this finding. In the cervical spine, there is no evidence of any abnormality. It's a completely normal MRI. If the pains are not gone after 3 months of physical therapy, we will try to do a LESI injection that might bring him some relief. he's improving rapidly, so we believe no more than that is needed. Thank you.